Come on, Joe, even you love kids, see the best signs at the 2024 March for Life. By Catherine Hamilton on January 19, 2024. Thousands of people rallied in freezing temperatures in Washington, D.C. on Friday for the 51st annual March for Life. Trekking from the Capitol to the Supreme Court carrying colorful signs against abortion and in support of the unborn. Breitbart News's Matthew Purdy was on the ground and captured video of some of the best signs at the march. A standout sign poked fun at pro-abortion President Joe Biden's odd encounters with children. "Come on, Joe, even you love kids," one sign read. "Americans are born to be free, if only they were free to be born," another said. Other signs confronted abortion giant Planned Parenthood, saying, "Planned Parenthood equals racist, government-funded murder. Let God Planned Parenthood," and "It's so raw ever," with a cartoon of a Planned Parenthood activist screeching, "As a former fetus, I oppose abortion. Four of my siblings were aborted. Choose life. Her mom chose life," more signs read. "Hey GOP, we vote pro-life first," another sign noted. The theme of the event was "With Every Woman, for Every Child," designed to emphasize the important work of 2,700-plus pregnancy resource centers across the United States, which give much-needed supplies to pregnant and new mothers and often provide things like ultrasounds, pregnancy tests, and even financial assistance for housing. March for Life organizers reportedly expected 50,000 people to attend the rally and 100,000 to march, according to the National Park Service permit. "This is a critical time to help all moms who are facing unplanned pregnancies, to work with foster children and to help families who are adopting, to volunteer and assist our vital pregnancy resource centers in our maternity homes, and to reach out a renewed hand of compassion and to speak the truth in love," House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, told the crowd. "This is also a pivotal time to promote quality health care for both women and their unborn children." There were several prominent speakers at the event besides Johnson, including Pro-Life Caucus co-chair Representative Chris Smith, RNJ, University of Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh, and president and CEO of Focus on the Family Jim Daly, to name a few. The first March for Life occurred in 1974, a year after the Supreme Court issued its 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, which invented the constitutional right to abortion. In June of 2022, the Supreme Court overturned that decision in the Dobbs case and returned the issue of abortion to individual states. This year's March for Life is the second march since the Dobbs decision was issued. Following Dobbs, 14 states have now banned abortions throughout pregnancy, and two other similar laws are on hold amid litigation. Two other states have laws banning abortions when a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which is around 6 weeks of pregnancy. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.